I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea. Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down. Here's an idea.
Welcome to Here's an Idea, the Explosum podcast with the boys.
Been a while.
I'm trying my best to not interrupt you this time.
Oh, thank you.
It's become tradition, and so I've stopped. I know my place.
2019.
Here.
And I'm Chris.
There you go.
That was Chris.
Chris is dialing it in today.
Chris's 2019 catchphrase is my favorite so far.
And I'm Chris?
Yeah, and I'm Chris at the wrong time. That's what I like. It's in the middle of a sentence, and it's, and I'm Chris. I love it.
I like that no one else said who they were. Chris just said, I'm Chris. Mm. And that's...
I feel like if people were tuning in for the first time, they already kind of know who we are.
I know what to do. Right? We'll all say who we're not.
Ooh. What do you mean? Well, I am not Joel Watson.
And I'm not Dave.
Okay.
And I'm not deserving of respect.
Okay.
And I'm not the bad guy here, okay? I'm just trying. I'm trying,
who
trying
is
to
the
get
bad
by.
Guy?
Rob is the bad guy.
Wait
a minute. I'm Rob. I'm the good Rob, and he's the bad Rob.
I'm Rub.
Which one are you going to kill? You're Rub?
Okay. That's a good question. That's a good way to start this episode.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
Both of you are the same guy.
But well, so is Chris.
And Chris is also the same guy.
And I'm Chris.
Yeah. Who's got a gun? And there's three guns? And yeah. No, I've got a gun.
You've got three guns.
I've got
and you're
three
pointing
guns.
Them all three
and
of
there's
us.
There's the good clone, the bad clone, and the mediocre, like a forgettable clone.
You're holding one gun with your mouth, and you got your neck cringed, pointing at all three of
them. How am I supposed to know who to kill?
And I'm like, I'm the real Rob. You can't kill me because you have to kill two other ones, I guess.
That's true.
Or do you have to kill the one evil one?
What if two of them are the real ones because they're identical twins, and the third one is just, you know, he's the clone.
He's the clone?
Yeah.
Right.
I guess the question is, do all clones deserve death, or did the clone do anything?
Do all twins deserve death? Do any twins?
Does Chris deserve death?
Mangalay. Is Chris even here still?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm just wondering what the situation is with these clones, waiting for the verdict.
Things we need to clarify here are we trying to kill a clone? Are we trying to kill an evil version of Rob? Or are we trying to kill two bad Robs to keep one good one?
Hmm.
Is there a good Rob?
That's a great one.
Do you want any Robs?
There is one good Rob, and that's a dead Rob.
Ah!
Oh, a Rob wouldn't say that.
That's true.
A good Rob would
say that. Bang, 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 bang!
You got me.
Okay.
There you go.
Now it's down to two.
I was the real one, so.
All right, so.
Whatever.
What a twist.
All right. Listen, I just want to say I'm glad that Chris's new catchphrase has transitioned from yes to and I'm Chris.
As far as catchphrases go, this is the equivalent of climbing out of the ocean for the first time after being an amoeba for like a billion years.
Can we go through some of the rejected Chris catchphrases?
Yes.
You know, the ones that didn't make it.
Right. My favorite is, suck my butt.
Yeah.
Chris, can we have you say each of your old catchphrases as we remind you
and
of
them? And we can grid
them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes and...
All right.
So that's the one.
So that's one of them.
As in, Chris really likes sand. So that's why he's always like, yes, sand!
Sand!
Yeah. Like the little colored sand you get, and it's so fancy. That's what I'm into.
Like the little crystals. I give that a 6 out of 10. Anyway, moving on.
I like when Chris used to say, instead of a penis, I have a cucumber.
Yeah. Instead of a penis, I have a cucumber.
Yeah, we said that.
That's good. Oh, good stuff.
He's thinking green, certainly, which we all need to do.
If your penis was a cucumber, you should just plant it in the ground.
What do you mean?
What?
Oh, wait. Yeah, yeah.
What? Okay.
You wouldn't you'll grow into a big cucumber tree.
Would that work?
Yeah.
You can't plant a cucumber.
You can't plant a dick.
While you're peeing, your penis is more like a cucumber than it was because it contains more water.
Also, pickle juice comes out.
Sometimes.
How can I turn the rest of it into water? I want my penis to be 100% water.
It's 80% water now.
Yeah, so how do we get that other 20% going?
Oh, I know. Clip off the end and then pee real hard.
What?
Well,
okay.
So you're peeing into your dick.
I'm convinced, so.
Fill it up like one of those shitty water cannons that kids get. You know, it makes the big giant condom.
The one super soaker?
Nickelodeon guts.
Starting to think Joel isn't actually a scientist.
Hey, man.
I don't know.
That's no way to be nice to me in this, the year of our Lord 2019.
We've solved a couple of things today, which is how to make your dick more watery.
And if anyone's listening, can we get Chris on the monitor? Okay.
I want to monitor my Chris.
And then if
anyone's
marking...
Yeah, you know, with the government shutdown, they had to stop the panda cam, but that doesn't mean we can't still have Chris cam.
Yeah.
What other phrases you got there, Chris, tucked away in your brain hole?
That's my salami.
Yeah, that's the one of them. They're all about things shaped like cucumbers.
Chris, what's the one you had in aught 10? Whenever you had a meatball on your plate that was a bit like too spicy, there was something you always said...
I remember that. It was, holy fuck, that's hot.
It was.
Oh, that's it.
Was,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was fuck this meatball.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those okay. two.
Mommy, this meatball's hot.
Mommy.
I like.
Mommy
there
Mia.
There was that time, yeah, all through 2010 was when Chris started most sentences with an exclamation of, Mommy!
I was very lost.
Yeah.
Mommy,
yeah,
help! Very,
you were very young, yes.
That's true, he was 10.
Young and twinkly-eyed.
Chris was born in the year of our Lord 2000 and 00.
Looking for his
That's
mother.
Right.
Yep.
I'm a century baby.
What did we call that year? 2000 00 0 party something something all the time.
Go on.
Dun, dun. Chris is gonna look for his mommy like she's 99.
Yeah.
You know, Prince songs could use Michael Jackson hee-hees and you wouldn't even notice it was out of place.
To me, that would sound like I felt like they were kind of like pushed in front of each other, and it was like, hey, okay, you're both kind of competing for the same title of Dancy.
Dancy Prancy Boy.
Yeah.
I feel like Prince's closest competition, especially in terms of dress, was Eddie Murphy.
I don't think you could dance in all that leather, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never danced in leather. So
Eddie Murphy shows up to the club and he's like, hey, Prince, look at my new leather suit. And Prince goes, I don't think so, baby. And Prince goes, I'm going to have one of those made out of silk.
Hey, Prince. Check out my new leather.
Oh, hey, donkey.
You know what? I'm going to take some inspiration from that.
Get out of my Lake Minnetonka, donkey.
I'm going to dress up like a glittery box of Christmas candy.
Okay, look. I need a Shrek reboot starring Prince as Ooh, Prince.
Here's an idea.
Yeah, here's an idea. Well, oh, my God, the premise. I forgot.
Here's an idea.
The premise of the show.
What Joel just said.
Yeah, Prince.
Oh, you're taking credit for this?
Yeah.
You're executive producing this idea.
I said the podcast name, which means I get the credit for Joel's idea.
That's good.
Right. Yeah.
That's really good.
Yep. Okay.
Good idea, Rob.
Thanks.
Prince is Shrek.
Oh, okay.
And Eddie Murphy is Donkey still.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And then they have adventures.
Is Mike Myers in this?
No.
Oh, that's a plus. That's
in this universe, he dies of an overdose.
Oh, no. So it's the same movie. They just have, Shrek has a different voice.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, Shrek, let's make waffles or whatever, you know. And he's like,
Shrek, come on, baby.
He's good. Like, you need to get off me right now, donkey, and get out of my Lake Minnetonka swamp.
Why does he sound like he's hiding in the darkness in an armchair with a shotgun?
You know, like the beginning when he's like, dearly beloved.
Dearly beloved, we gathered here today
to celebrate this thing called life. That's a great song.
Yes, and. Seen...
Thanks, Chris.
Yes, okay. And. Oh,
there we Chris go. And.
Chris Ampersand.
All right, guys, we're off to, let's say we're off to a...
Not great start.
A start, but not the best one.
Yeah.
Start with a stumble, I always say.
We need ideas.
Okay.
We need... What do we do?
All right, here's an idea.
Please, thank God. Yes, and.
No. The three wise men go to baby Jesus in the manger, and they each have presents... One of the wise men brings a gun.
Okay.
The other wise man brings one bullet. And the third wise man brings a message. And that is, one of us is Satan.
One of us is a clone. Which one of us shoot?
One of us.
Is this American Jesus? What is this?
Yeah. This is in Kansas.
This is fully loaded
Utah.
American Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, the Christ child, the sweet babe.
Yeah. The celestial babe.
The little bit of God.
He loads his pistol. He gives it a spin.
Yeah, it's a revolver.
And then
Mary and Joseph are terrible parents.
Whoa.
They're like, hey, you should put that down.
No. But no.
We at least need to teach you trigger discipline.
Okay.
No.
As the one of us who has the most recent experience with a newborn infant, what would your young son do?
That's given a loaded legend, gun? By the way.
If I put a gun right on his chest and said, here you go, boy.
Here you go, boy.
Here's a big pointy
gun. Here's a big fat gun for you, boy. What you gonna do?
What you do? Here's a big pointy killing machine. What you gonna do with that? I don't know. He doesn't even feel compelled to, like, put things in his mouth apart from his own fist at the moment.
So definitely not a gun barrel. That's good.
No, that's pretty great. I do quite casually leave a load of guns lying around him. Safe in the knowledge that he's not gonna do anything with them.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a good way to make sure your smartest baby prevails.
Yeah. Well, I keep saying,
if you had triplets, would you have to shoot two of them?
You can line them up.
You got to be careful though, because as soon as you think that they are going to be a smart baby, they become a really fucking stupid toddler, and that's when the trouble starts with the guns. Really,
you're saying there is a constant bell curve, almost a sine wave of development throughout a child's life.
Yeah, but as soon as you think you've got the top of a peak, then there's a totally different one ready to go, and you're at the bottom of it again.
Please elaborate.
Huh?
Here's an idea. Please elaborate.
Sure. I mean, my baby's pretty dumb right now.
Really?
He's 3 weeks old.
You think?
Yeah. He doesn't have much going on in the old...
Does he play Fortnite? Because that's what those youngins
no,
are doing.
No, he plays Fartnite all night.
Fart all night, yeah. His farts are tremendous. All he can do is fart, eat, look at shit, and then sleep.
So he takes after you.
Yeah, 100% from watching you.
Pretty much, yeah. He's taken all my quarters and spliced them into one new whole being.
Do you think if that wasn't how you are, that your son at 3 weeks old would be running and jumping and succeeding and climbing walls?
He would be much better.
Yeah, just a better kid all around.
He's just looking for the wrong inspiration.
He's looking at you and going, with my limited abilities, who should I emulate? Mother, she's graceful, beautiful, studious, driven, excellent. But
this
father,
fellow here, father,
he's a bag of hot shit.
He farts. He wears childish clothes. Oh, he likes to goo-goo gaga.
He does wear a onesie.
He's a silly boy.
Don't get me started on these filthy comic strips he calls humor.
Such base materials.
Yes. So vulgar.
So blue.
So blue.
Disgusting.
Anyway, perhaps I'll sit in the car seat and he can switch and me and sit in the front.
Yes, yes, and perhaps he'll shit up his back, and I will shit in the toilet.
Hey, go shit up your back.
Hey, go shit up your own back, all right?
So, with all that in mind, just as you think, my baby's developing and he's going to turn into a smart baby eventually. No, he walks right through that door and there's no glory at the other side. He just becomes a dumbass toddler and it starts all over again up until he becomes a dumb adult.
So you go, doctor, I had a very smart baby. And he says, right, did you put a loaded gun on his chest and he did?
Why am I a local GP?
You're going home.
Fucking Sheffield.
You're
again?
Going home because it's cheaper.
I'm not going to no British doctor. Don't trust him.
You're going to NHS, man. It's affordable.
Yeah.
So he goes, well, did you put a loaded gun? And you say, that's where I got you. There's no guns here.
No guns at all.
And he went, thoughts and prayers. goodbye. And you go, but my son, get out.
Like, wait, are you even a doctor?
Get why the fuck out.
Why am I in Texas?
This is a pub. Get your pint and get the fuck out and get that baby a pint too. I'm like, God damn it.
So saith Ireland.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dr. Draft. My mistake.
Dr. Dark. Dr. Darkbeer.
Dr. Dark.
Dr. Darkbeer.
Sounds like a Sonic villain.
Sounds like
it's me, Dr. Darkbeer.
up, down, left,
good.
Right.
We gotta go fast and drink that pint really quickly.
Yeah, Sonic.
Let's get fucked, Tails.
It's me, Tails.
Is that how Tails talks?
Is that what Miles Prowler sounds like?
Yeah.
Sonic, I'm gonna touch myself. Don't do it, Tails.
I have to.
Have you guys looked at this new Sonic movie?
What?
Oh, yeah.
There's only one image.
Yeah, it's just one image.
Oh, there's a leaked one where he's leaning back in the back of a convertible, and he looks odd.
Yeah, there's one where it's a photo of his own legs from his perspective, and it's really weird. It's like they know that the Sonic fan base really just wants to jerk off to Sonic, and they're leaning into it.
Yeah.
They're like, let's give him human legs with nice calves.
It does look a bit like those overly detailed sort of John K. Ren and Stimpy drawings of Sonic.
Oh, just like too many veins?
Just kind of hairs. Muscular and gross, but human-like.
It's weird. Like, the character design is basically a blue fur-covered human with a large head that's Sonic's head.
It's his calves that bother me.
Yeah.
The most.
I hate what 3D animation is doing with textures. Like, if you look at a 3D model of Yoshi, he's got this fuzz that's like velvet and then still same eyes. So if you imagine dragging your fingers from his fur to his eyeball, what's the texture?
I hate to be that guy, but that is actually Woolly Sonic.
I think
Woolly Yoshi from Yoshi's Woolly World.
No, there is Smash. He's fuzzy.
There is some debate amongst paleontologists whether dinosaurs had green fur or feathers.
Or red
and
sneakers.
Also,
So
also, what other creature are you able to drag your finger from their body to their eyeball to get a good assessment of texture?
I mean, Mario does it to Yoshi all the time, so I figured.
Hello, Yoshi. Let me do a quick little drag across your face.
Is that Yoshi?
Now, okay. So taking it back to Tails, then here's an idea.
Okay.
What voiceless video game characters do you think have voices that we don't hear?
Gordon Freeman.
It's me, Gordon Freeman. Any aliens invading around here?
Oh, the one free man. He's come back.
Yes, it's me.
I'm just trying to get by.
People
do I have a head crab on me? Be honest. Yeah.
No, you're perfectly.
And here's my impression of Doom. Hang on, my impression of Doom guy.
No, is there any Doom monsters here on Mars? Is there any Doom going on?
Demons, I'm coming for you. Demons.
Somebody tell me if there's Doom happening here.
Any Dooms on this planet?
Hey, Doomy, it's me, Gordy. Can we shave our goatees together? Oh, you don't have one. Oh.
What a crossover.
I love when they finally do make him talk. Like, I'm not sure if you saw when Pikachu finally talked.
Yeah, he had Ryan Reynolds.
It's not a game, it's in the movie.
Yeah. In one game, he talked like this. He was like, it's me, Pikachu. That was
He sounds like Ryan Reynolds doing a Ryan Reynolds voice.
Now he does, yes.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that one. The one I saw was the movie he looks up at it and he goes, because I always wanted to be with you, Ash.
Oh, the animated movie. That's right.
Yeah.
And the whole theater goes, no.
That's also when he said,
I learned that sentence, and then these two sentences explaining that that's the only sentence I know. Pika, pika, pika.
I crammed all summer for this message.
If you tell anyone that I spoke, I'll fucking kill you.
What do you say?
Pika, pika.
That was actually Dr. Mario.
If you tell anyone that I play with pills, I'll kill you. If you tell anyone that I'm playing around with these viruses in my lab. Yeah.
So Dr. Mario is standing on the corner going, who needs pills? Who needs pills? Who needs pills? You need pills?
I do.
Hey, kid.
I'm a sick Goomba.
You need some fucking pills?
Yeah, man. Give me what you got.
What I didn't understand about Dr. Mario is he was throwing pills into a prescription bottle, right? So why were there viruses in there?
I mean, it's running a shitty shop. It's dirty.
Yeah. It's
full of bacteria.
All reused pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Come on down to Dr. Mario's used pills.
No, I got it. Chris, it's obvious. They're antibiotics. Like, you know, they got a bit of the virus in there
combat
the whole thing.
Eat these germs.
You need these germs.
Yeah.
And these pills.
Lick this popsicle stick really quick.
So we know how both the main FPS... characters from the 90s talk. We know how Miles
what do you
Tail.
Mean both of them.
The two guys, Doomy and Gordy.
I suppose Gordon. Yeah, not yet. You're
Gordy
right.
And Doomy. Dookie. Okay.
It's Gordy and Doomy. They're going to first person shoot an alien.
And we know how Dookie talks because he goes,
Oh, so a friend of mine back in school in the IT suite when we were like 12 or 13, we installed Duke 3D on one of the computers in there. This was like 97 or whatever.
Sure, I believe you.
And one lunchtime, I sat him down and we're playing the game and I'm like, check this out. And so I go up to a stripper, as you can in the game, and you hit the button.
Hey.
And Duke throws some money at her and goes,
shake it, baby.
She shakes all maybe 9 of her tit pixels.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting.
Look at tit pixels over here.
But, you know, I'm like, okay, dude, I got to go do some work. So here, you can play the game. I'm going to go over here and work. And all you heard for the rest of the lunchtime was, shake it, baby. Shake it, baby.
So he just kept that going.
Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby.
Did you hear anything unzipping?
Loudly. I heard no unzipping.
Okay.
Apart from a zip file containing more titty pixels.
A zip disk.
Yeah.
Man, he's got Dookie must have a lot of singles.
Chris, actually. The 1991 album Dookie by pop punk sensation Green Day
94.
Had six singles. Was it 94? I know. That's right.
Man.
Six singles. Wow.
It did have six singles out of like 10 songs.
Really?
Yeah.
What a fucking.
That was the strangest turn in this conversation.
Nice, nice pop up fact.
Yeah, what a segue.
That was a pop up pop culture fact.
Don't you remember in the 90s when somebody would put out an album and then have singles for a decade?
Mm-hmm. I feel like, does that not happen more so these days?
No, people don't put out albums anymore.
The one that struck me the most, it wasn't in the 90s, it was Hybrid Theory. It had like seven for what I remember.
Oh, God.
Oh, Chris, yes. We see one of your cameras now, but it's not the right one. We see ceiling.
Yeah.
Look at that big old plank
Ben's
over
messing
here.
Around with it. I've been looking at two windows of you guys for the last 20 minutes.
I don't even give a shit. Hybrid Theory had how many what nows?
Like seven.
Out of like probably 14 songs or something?
No, maybe like 12. The weird thing is, like, if you threw that on now, I would know. I would know every single. No, that's the second album.
What was it called? What's Hybrid? Is Hybrid Theory first
hybrid
or third?
Hybrid Theory is the third. The first one.
Okay.
Oh. The second one's called Meteora. I know way too much about Linkin Park.
Hey, let's get into Linkin Park talk.
Okay. Yeah, let's get Rob more involved.
I have a Linkin Park story. My kid did dance class from like age 2 to 4, right? Mm.
And you could dance to like Crawling or whatever.
Yeah, she would do ballet to Crawling in My Skin. She did interpretive dance. No,
right.
There was another mom there every time, a mother of twins who had a Linkin Park tattoo on her ankle. I would go, it's so weird to me to be so dedicated to specifically Linkin Park. Mm. That's your only tattoo, right?
Sure. I mean, you saw a lot of that back then. Okay. I would find a Linkin Park fan. They're generally friendly. Like, I'm with them. Okay.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with her. I'm just saying that's a little odd. So then,
did it say drawing on my skin or anything?
It said drawing on my skin. This wound, it will not heal unless I stop scratching it.
Picking all my scabs.
That's a Tool song now. So, to cap that off, my kid is now turning 12 shortly. We go back to this dance class for the first time since she was a wee bab.
She's still there, isn't she?
She's still there.
Oh, my God.
And she's wearing a Linkin Park shirt.
Oh, she
is.
She doubles down.
I like that she went tattoo first. Then she figured she was a big enough fan to finally get a t-shirt.
Hey, why not just buy a t-shirt?
T-shirt?
Or better yet, she was embarrassed by her tattoo, so she covered it up with a Linkin Park t-shirt.
Shut the fuck up. You're telling me Linkin Park has t-shirts?
Yeah, man. Yeah, they got this whole online store and everything.
Damn it. I bet she had a rough time when Chester died. I feel sorry for that lady.
You didn't even call her?
No. Man. I bet it really broke her up. I've been sad when rock boys have died, so that probably hurt her really hard.
But she was one step closer to the edge.
Ah!
Okay.
She's about to dance.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm one step closer to the stage, and I'm about to dance.
They drum up the same kind of dedication as sort of Metallica fans do. They're kind of as big as all those sort of classic rock bands in that
sense.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Those Linkin Heads, whatever what do they call themselves.
They're called Linkin Porks.
Porks?
Yeah.
They're called Linkin Park Rangers.
Yeah, there's the red Linkin Park Ranger. There's the blue Linkin Park Ranger.
And then Mr. Han.
Mighty crawling Linkin Park Rangers.
Okay.
Mighty crawling. That's when there's trouble, you want someone to crawl over there. Take care of it.
Linkin Park Rangers, form your Meteora shield.
Mike Shinoda, you are the Green Ranger.
And the head of
I am the Green Ranger. I got the sense of danger. I'm going to talk to the Red Ranger.
That's right.
And, what?
Okay, dude, yeah, you're that guy. And then Chester
who's
has
Chester?
To come in. I'll
Chris
do it.
Could probably
I've got it. Just go.
Okay.
I'll be the beat.
Go.
Someone give me a beat.
That's not the right beat. That's not like
that?
Goes. I don't know.
Okay. Chris, give me a beat. Rob, you can do some bit.
All right, sure, whatever. Bit.
Guys, we fucked that up pretty
no,
that was a good bit, guys.
No
bite. Good job.
I just wanted to hear the low-key rap of the Linkin Park Green Ranger, Mike Shinoda. Sometimes I can't fight the monster, then she makes it big, and Rita's a bitch, and...
She's going to throw a fork in the ground, and then I'm going to do a real big pound in the ground where I'm going to punch my fist to make a list of all the people that I got to enlist.
Nah, that's too well done. You need to be more grade
my
free.
Fist! These putties will not die!
Yo, I got a nice apartment in Tulsa. I'm going to kick the ass of Rita Repulsa.
Hey, you found the rhyme.
All right, we're
there
done.
You go.
Oh,
rhymezone.com.
Good job, everybody. You did
this
it.
No, good you, job, me. I did all that. Everyone else gets a D.
It was clunky and shitty, and we got it over with.
Yeah, thanks. Just like Linkin Park.
Chris, you look like you're in a fucking cave.
Yeah, I like this.
A fucking cave. My favorite
you know
kind
what?
Of cave.
That is good radio.
For those of you who can't see Chris, which is all of you.
Yep.
He's in a very dark room with a very bright light.
This is how I exist. This is how I live. I'm in a little warm room, like a pizza in one of those Domino's sleeves. when they deliver.
What do you mean? What, a room is a pizza, or you're the pizza?
It's an analogy.
In a box?
A room is a flat pizza. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
One time, a Domino's guy left that bag, one of those warmy bags, at our office, and it was here for maybe 2 weeks.
Cool.
And finally, yeah, I thought about, like, what could we get out of this? Like, how could my life be enhanced by owning a proprietary Domino's bag? It couldn't.
No.
So I just, yeah, I called
them.
What
do you mean proprietary? Like, they came out and went, we now have exclusive proprietary technology to put pizzas in.
You know what I would have done? You fucked up.
I did?
It was so obvious.
Fuck.
You should have gone to Little Caesars, got those hot and ready pizzas.
Oh,
you know,
put them in the bag.
Put them in the bag, take them home. They're hot. They're ready. You
for longer.
Exactly. Ugh. They're hotter and readier.
Whatever, so heat up whatever food, put it in there like a time capsule. Bury it for years.
Wait 20 years.
What I have been doing is I line the entire inside of my car with tin foil, and then I fill it with spaghetti.
That's also good.
So
make sure you drive on a rotating plate.
Oh, it's so hot.
What happens if you leave that out in the sun? Mm. Like it's
it becomes
delicious.
Lasagna.
Yeah.
It just transforms. Yeah. Hot long spaghetti is just lasagna.
Cooking with Joel Watson.
Sorry, I think
fill your
I just
pizza with spaghetti.
I'm parking my car already. Car spaghetti.
There you go.
I think I just peaked on my drugs.
Yep.
I got a new Bugatti. I fill it full of spaghetti. I leave it 10 minutes and then it'll be ready.
Knees weak. My car is heavy.
I need with some bread or maybe a baguette.
Oh, we're good, guys. Kill ourselves.
I was going to say, let's start a rap group.
You can kill yourself.
Let's
first.
Be a rap boy band. If it works. I miss those.
YouTube isn't paying off. I think we should be rappers.
Chris, if you say you miss rap boy bands,
I'm fine with this.
Tell me who is a rap boy band.
Yeah, I was going to ask, should I say?
Oh, God. Who was it that did I Could Love You Like That?
Isn't that just
Boyz II Men?
That's Boyz II Men. They don't rap. They Motown R&B grooves smooth.
I've got one.
Well, then maybe we'll be the first. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
I think I've got one. Crazy Town.
Yeah, Crazy Town.
Crazy Town's the closest. They
How is
a lot
that a boy
closing.
Band? There's only the one guy.
There's two guys.
Come on, baby. Come
there,
my baby.
Yeah, there's two guys.
Come on, butterfly. Sugar, baby. Wow, that was
there's
horrible.
Two of those dudes.
Jesus Christ. Recently, speaking of Crazy Town, I heard the song Steal My Sunshine by Lynn.
Yeah. Yep.
That guy's dead, by the way.
What? That song's fine.
He died not too long after that.
What happened?
Bad stuff.
Okay.
But... It
I don't know. You've ruined my day.
It spoke to me.
Yeah, I'm sad now. That song is so happy.
Go listen to it, though.
His sunshine got stolen.
He doesn't even sing it, like, at all. It's really out of tune. He sings it really poorly.
Yeah, that's his charm.
He's dead. And he can't help it.
But in the 90s, none of that mattered.
Yeah.
You were like, no, I don't have to be good.
In the 90s, it was very much about having this nasal kind of voice.
If you steal my sunshine.
I remember
everybody.
Back in like 93, the only thing that I was ever hearing on the radio was Steve Perry and Michael Bolton.
They both sing great. I mean, their music might not be your thing, but they can sing.
Yeah
those boyos got pipes.
It was all ballads all day.
So I feel like... Highway Road! I feel like there's a division between talent and quality that shifts every year, much like Dave's baby bell curve. Just as you get to the peak of talent.
What? My cheese curve?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Your baby bell curve.
I think, only women get the baby bell curve.
Oh, that's right.
Not
sorry.
The men.
The baby bump curve.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Dave's baby bell end.
hey, good question. New topic, Dave. Yeah.
Your dick.
Let's talk about your baby's dick.
Hang on, can we get a jingle for this part?
Did you? Okay.
It's the podcast where we talk about dicks.
Dave.
Dicks.
Okay. We're not going to talk about my child's penis.
I have a
penis.
Question about your child's penis.
I'm not sure about this, man.
I have a question about
my kid's going to come back and listen to this someday. And
he's
going to be very upset.
He's like, Dad, why didn't you tell me I had a small penis as a baby?
I want to bargain with you, okay? I want to ask 13 questions about your child's penis.
13?
Yes. What's your counteroffer?
What you got on the table? Where are you going to throw it?
Oh, you're going to let me ask all 13?
No, if I get something sweet and juicy out of it.
I want 13 questions before I tell you anything.
Don't use the word sweet and juicy in this conversation.
Rob, Chris, what do you guys think? Should I go for this?
I would say
I can see my wife shaking her head in the distance right now.
Right. He's got to be your slave for a week. How about that?
No! Okay.
No, I'm fine with that.
Seven questions about your child's penis.
Do you have seven ready to go?
Okay, yeah. One question about your child's penis.
Go. No, you know what? You know what you've done? You've realized that you set yourself up for a fall here. Uh-huh. And so we're going back to 13. Because okay. I don't think you have
fine.
13.
Here we go.
We're going to make a mockery of you.
All right, 13.
Ooh, it's a challenge. Can Joel think of 13 questions about baby dicks? And go. Question one.
All right.
Actually, let's go backwards. Question 13.
Question 13.
Oh, by the way, we are actually going to go through 13 here. We're going to show you up for the fraud that you are.
I'm ready for this.
Man, I answered them.
I'm ready, Arthur.
Okay. Question 13, go.
What is your child's, the color of your child's penis?
what?
Take out a picture and look at it if you need to. I don't care.
Pink.
Phone a friend.
Okay, pink, it's pink. Question 12.
Right.
Okay, question 12.
Why are you dinging me as if I got the right answer?
In terms of the other baby dicks you've seen, how's it look?
Oh, I see where this is going.
Let's go.
I don't look at baby dicks very often.
Good question, answer.
That's the correct answer. It was entrapment. Right. Question 11.
Right. What kind of honeypot is this?
All right, how's your child's dick taste?
Also entrapment.
Yes.
Silence was the only answer. Yep. Question 10.
Stunned silence was the correct answer.
Question 10. Can we turn the other way and like get further away from implying that my face is in close proximity to my child's
penis? Here we go. Question 10.
Okay. That's question 4. Remember, I'm holding you to your obligation.
No, we're going backwards.
It's
a countdown.
In America, we count backwards.
Everything's backwards in America.
Yeah, no joke.
Question 10.
Right.
Does your kid have those disproportionately giant balls that babies have sometimes?
Yeah.
Oh, good answer. Yes.
Question 9.
More balls to get shit all over.
That's true.
Right.
That leads us to question 9. Have you had to clean shit off your child's penis?
See, you're running out of questions here, Dad. Yes, I have.
I knew that was a yes.
All right, okay. Question 8.
8. All right, question 8. Fuck.
Quick fire. Come on.
Okay.
You're on the spot here, not me.
Does it look more like his toes or his fingers?
Fingers.
Question 7.
Fingers. Okay, question 7. Shit. Does he just have the one?
Yes.
Question 6.
Question 6.
Okay.
Bigger or smaller than my pinky?
It's smaller than your pinky.
Good answer.
Joel has huge pinkies. Question 5.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Shit. Did I already ask how it tastes?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you need to get away from that pretty quickly.
Okay.
I'm going to change my answer for what color it is.
Yeah.
It is swarthy.
What is that?
I didn't have that tray on.
Oh, shit. We're getting a call. Fuck.
Look up swarthy.
Hang on. Oh. I just wanted to know if he was circumcised. I hope he's not.
He's not.
Okay, thank God. Hello? Pick up.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Hey, oh, we're man. Not talking about infant penises.
I had a feeling that you were, which is why I called in, because we needed to stop that immediately.
I'm so glad you're here. They were asking questions about my little boy's pecker.
Can you turn up your volume? I can't hear you.
Yeah, Ben, can you come turn up my volume?
You have a guy working for you named Ben?
Who's
Ben?
Yeah. He's a demon, a very small demon.
That's not nice. He's right there.
I have 13 questions about Ben's penis. Are you ready?
I don't know anything about any penises. I don't even think demons have penises, do they?
Mrs. Explosum, I have a serious question for you.
Okay.
Do you think boys should be circumcised?
You know, this is a question that I've been back and
heavily,
forth
right?
on.
It's pretty loaded.
I've been back and forth on it, honestly. I used to think so because I was young and confused, I thought that uncircumcised penises were just different.
They are different.
And as I get older, I think maybe just leave it alone.
I know that you're on one side of the spectrum between, you know, God and the devil, and I think I know which one it is, but I'd say God designed the perfect dick.
You think so?
Well, leave it alone.
I wouldn't say perfect.
I've got a counter argument to that.
Let's hear it.
If you circumcise your dick, it goes faster.
That's true.
Where?
Aerodynamically?
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
If you believe that we're created in God's perfect image
of his dick,
why do you feel the need to like take a bit of your child's dick off?
It's just tradition.
Are you saying God didn't create the perfect?
The prophet, remind us that we're not perfect, Dave. We're nothing like
God. Who was it? Abraham or Isaac? One of those guys told us to cut our dicks off. It was like Abraham or Isaac.
It was Moses. He slammed his dick off a rock up in the mountains
with
somewhere.
A stone tablet that fell on his dick.
What I don't understand is why you guys just stop at the foreskin. I feel like you could cut a little bit more off and you'd be fine.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean,
that'd be a weird
just balls
dick.
Is God's perfect image.
Absolutely.
All right, that's all I wanted to know, Mrs. E. Thank you for calling.
Cool, wonderful, guys. Bye. I do need a script or an idea or something.
Can you convert
please?
That sentence about circumcision into a script?
Absolutely not. You guys are the ones who do the
short.
Job. I don't do that. So, Anyways, you guys didn't get my message, did you?
It's pretty safe to say at this point.
We never get your message.
This is a big red X that you painted on my door?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was part of another thing that I'm doing.
Is that
but don't
lamb's
worry about
blood?
That. It is, actually. Could you tell by the smell or the texture?
I gave it a lick.
At first, I was wondering that, you know, I was like, this is the weirdest memo ever. It's just one letter.
Yeah, but
wait a minute. You taste lamb's blood and go, oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh,
lamb.
That's lamb's blood. That's mutton blood right there.
I saw the blood X on my door and I signed my name next to it. I was confused.
Well, perfect. That means I own your door.
Ah, shit.
Well,
stop taking our doors, Mrs. Explosive.
Why was there a red X on my foreskin then?
It's like a, you know, fern gully.
Question. I don't have one.
when they spray the X's on the trees, they're going to cut down. That's why.
I don't know. Look, it's like a tree, okay? You got to let it grow.
Gross. Anyways, okay, that's a tiny enough. Acorn Why are we still talking about penises is the main question.
That's
I need
all
a script
we talk
from
about.
You guys.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. We're dude. We're guys.
All can right. we get the message
boys
thing?
Will be boys.
Can we get the message thing fixed for next week, Mrs.
What's
Explosive?
The,
I feel like it's a recurring
memo?
Problem.
Well, yeah.
What's the memo?
Okay. What I need you guys to write me a script about is you're all family members, mourning family members, directly after a death. And you're sorting out some odd burial or will requests, if
So, all right.
Yeah, the odder the better.
The otters? There's otters involved?
No, right. Otters.
Oh, shit.
I heard otters.
No,
otters.
Damn it.
Aquatic mammals.
All right,
coming
four otters who are... No. Okay.
Are you fucking joking?
No, here we are. Okay, interior, a lawyer's office for a will reading.
Okay.
Thanks for having us here. I'm not ready, and I know that we need to do this, but I'm just not ready.
Yeah, no problem. Everyone acts like this. They boo-hoop like a big baby. It's okay.
Oh, you must be our Will Lawyer?
That's me, Will Lawyer. You can see on my placard here on my desk. I'm glad you guys are observant.
It says Dr. Will Lawyer, M.D. What are you a doctor of?
Oh, that's, I moonlight as a therapist.
Well, my name's Kathy. This is my husband. Sad boy. I'm sorry, I forgot my name. I'm so sad.
Dad, your name's not Sad Boy. Your name's Cedric.
Cedric, Kathy, and Cedric. Kathy, Cedric.
But I call you Dad.
And then this is our son.
Hi.
This is our son, Cedric Jr.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I'm so stupid.
You can call me City.
I know it's Kathy Jr. I'm sorry. I forget everything. I'm so sad.
And this over here is our daughter. Wait. She died! Oh, I forgot!
That was Kathy Jr.!
Kathy Jr.!
All right.
This
now,
is fun.
Shut the fuck up, okay?
Okay. Sorry, Will Lawyer.
Okay, Mr. Lawyer, man. It's cut to the chase, big man.
I like the cut of his jib.
I'm sorry, he talks like he's from the 30s. I don't know why he's retarded.
That's cool. I think it's a good kind of retarded. Hopefully.
Why is that, Mr. Lawyer, man?
Yeah. He won't die of retardation like your daughter, you know, hopefully.
She was so stupid. She died from being stupid. I remember the way she died.
We were identical twins. She got all the stupid parts, and I got all the great parts.
The therapist said not to flashback, though.
But we have to work through our
just
process.
Dad, just
Dad,
this one, Cedric Sr.
Please, Dad, don't do it.
It's happening.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, before we take the kids to school, Kathy, I just want to, you know, make sure that we've got everything ready for our big weekend, our big fun day.
I'm just crying all the time. I feel like I might cry later, too.
Look, we're going to Disney World. It's going to be great.
I'm just worried something's going to happen to our sweet little Kathy Jr.
Nothing's going to happen.
Are you sure? Those roller coasters are dangerous. They loop around. They just spin and do a spinny.
Cedric Jr., get in here.
Hello.
Cedric Jr., is anything going on with your sister, Kathy Jr.?
What kind of things could be going on, sweet father?
Your mother is inconsolable about the possibility that something bad's happening to Kathy Jr. I'm positive that nothing bad will ever happen to Kathy Jr.
I sneaked into her room right now to see what kind of things she could be doing, and she was eating both her fists.
Oh, what? That sounds normal.
Wait a minute. Yep. We need to go check on her.
Just doing normal-ass stuff up there that she
wants to
do.
Kathy Jr., are you okay? Oh, my God, she's dying.
Wow, there she goes. I can't do that.
Why is she swallowing?
Am I the bad one?
Why is she swallowing her own arm? Cedric Jr., what did you do?
Kathy Jr., you stop that.
Stop it. You're going to die.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
I'm staying out of your room to respect your privacy, but you stop that. And that was the last time we ever saw
why
her.
Why did we leave her room? Why
I don't know.
Why does privacy outrank life?
Well, you know, that's because of life, that's the inevitability of being a bad parent.
Oh, it's true. Now, the weird thing is, Kathy Jr., being sick, wrote her own will.
Yes,
so tell
she
us
did.
What kind of shit do we get, Will?
I'm impressed she wrote her own will with both her fists in her mouth.
Yeah, you and me both.
What do we inherit from our dead child?
Also, she could barely read or write because, you know, like I said, she had bad brains. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Will.
I mean, it's in colored pencil and there's lots of just dried glue all
there's
over
probably
it.
Some
it's
poop
kind of legible.
It. Yeah, there's probably some poop on it if you
really?
If you smell.
I don't know, maybe you should read it.
No. Not my poop.
No, it's your job, and I'm inconsolable.
All right. So, all right, quit crying on me for a fucking second.
I can't. Our
Daddy.
Daughter died, Will.
You're
Daddy,
getting my
Daddy,
tie wet.
Dry your tears. You might get something out of
shut
this.
Shut the fuck up, Cedric. Your sister's dead. Cedric Jr., there's something I've always wanted to tell you.
Yes, Daddy.
You fuck you, all right?
Yeah, fuck you, son. You're wrong.
Yeah,
wrong,
fuck
wrong
you.
Kid died.
Yeah.
I need better parents.
I know. We all do.
I hope you choke on your own fists.
We're all a product of our environment.
Anyway, Will, what do we get?
Okay, number one. Okay. It says...
Is it a late night show bit or what?
To my only mother.
In America, we count down.
Wait,
can you go backwards from five?
What did I get?
It's not really bullet pointed, but number five.
Just, okay, thanks.
To my identical brother.
I'm sorry. Can I get you like a drum roll? I'm sorry.
I'll do drum roll, Daddy.
It would make me feel so much better.
Hit it, Junior.
All right, please read.
Are you sure that one's not retarded too?
A little bit. He's probably. I don't know.
I mean, I'm half retarded. You probably inherited.
I actually think he's more of a psychopath. He doesn't seem to feel emotion, and he hurts animals.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling comfortable.
Don't hurt animals. I pit them too hard out of love.
That's definitely.
What's number five? What do we get?
Okay. All right. To my only mommy.
That's me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Okay.
Jury's out on that one.
I'm excited for this.
I leave to you my corpse.
Uh-huh. Oh, I wanted that.
Yay.
I wanted that.
We get a keeper corpse.
Okay, what's number four?
Number four. The four is backwards. Uh-huh. What an idiot. Uh-huh. Okay.
She was dumb.
To my sweet da.
Oh, that's me. She was half Irish. Oh. On my side, I don't do the accent because I hate my heritage.
What's wrong with your heritage, Daddy?
They're all dirty people.
Shut the fuck up, Cedric Jr.
Cedric Jr. What the fuck do you know?
Your sister is dead, Cedric Jr.
What do you know? You non-emotional.
Don't make me use my fists of my own mouth.
Oh, you don't. You threaten me.
What's number four?
All right, number four. To my only da, I leave my tombstone.
I wanted a tombstone. What the fuck?
You want a tradesies?
You know, all I like is things that are made of rock and earth minerals.
Well, you can do one tradesie, but no take backs. It's white elephant rules.
Oh. Okay, well, let's wait till the end. Okay.
What do I get? Give me a thing. I want stuff.
Shut the fuck up, Xander.
No, it's my turn.
Okay.
To my dear identical brother.
You monster.
Hello.
Whom I love very much.
Yes.
We don't love him anymore.
I leave... Uh-huh. All of my hamsters, all of my gerbils.
No! Yes, hamsters.
Oh, I wanted those too.
All 1,100 of them.
Yeah. Hamsters and gerbils. Oh my!
And to Will Lawyer. Whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
What the?
This
fuck?
Is number two. Uh-huh. Why? How did she know?
I beats me. Maybe
Kathy
there's more
Jr.
To her.
What secrets do you hold?
To Will Lawyer. Here is...
She took her secrets to the grave.
And I didn't get to inherit that grave because you got it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hey,
go ahead, Will.
Quit being pussies for a second.
Oh, I can't help it.
Okay.
I'm Irish.
To Will Lawyer, I leave my season pass.
Why'd you say daddy?
Go ahead.
Season pass?
My season pass to the theme park. The
to Disney
Wobble
World.
World. What could be something
better? Different one.
That one sucks.
That one's no good.
All the roller coasters are backwards.
Yeah, you can go to that by yourself, Cedric Jr. We don't.
I don't want to go. I want to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
You promised Disney World.
Yeah, that's what happened
now. Cedric, trade me. I'd rather have the hamsters.
Oh, I thought you meant trade professions. You could be their son, and I'll be the lawyer.
Sit in my seat here. I'll be the son.
Oh, wow. It's nice and leather.
When you said you could have one trade, you meant literally anything. Okay.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Look at that.
The law is complicated.
It feels like wet skin.
I'm your new kid.
Okay, Will, and I mean, you seem to be a bit older than us, but...
Oh, yeah.
I guess we can work it out. Cedric, do you want to read the last item now that you're a lawyer?
Yes, that's me. I'm now a professional lawyer. Daddy and mommy.
She's dead. Now...
Wait a minute. Are you inheriting my...
The emotions that you should have, Cedric, you monster!
Well... Yeah. As your lawyer...
Yes. Now, I'm glad
I'm going to read the last piece of this will.
And before you do...
You piece of shit.
I want to say now that our relationship is purely professional, no matter what happens, no matter what you read next, you're fired.
Fired from your life?
Yes, entirely.
Oh, I don't care.
That's so what you last get for your item hiring better,
I don't care.
You
both
lawyer,
have been fucking terrible parents.
Whatever, don't say anything you can't take back.
Whatever bequeath me, yes. As I tell you how much I've always hated you, you better not say anything you can't take back. And I don't care what the last thing on this will is, it better not affect this situation in any way that keeps us together, because you are fired.
Thank you for setting that up, because I'm anticipating that is exactly what's going to happen.
I can't imagine
you're
that's what's going to happen.
Hate this.
I really hope that's not what happens, Senator Trader.
Eat my burning shit, old man, because what it says in here is this.
What does
it say? It says, Dear Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Dear Cedric.
Yes?
For my last...
And not mommy.
For my last
Good.
Wish. Not mommy.
Okay.
Fuck.
Mommy's left out of this one. Dear Daddy.
And not
dear
Will
Cedric,
the lawyer either? Okay.
In
the will of the son.
In the spirit of...
Oh, I love you, son.
In the spirit of the lawyer, the son, and the Holy Spirit.
Can we, hang on. Can we kiss again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bring it in. Stop.
I love lawyer son
It also
more.
Says no kissing in here.
Ah!
It says, in the spirit of togetherness, I want you both to be surgically attached by the forehead so that you will always be together and be forced to kiss.
Wait, I had my forehead surgically removed when I was an infant.
Well, you're going to have to grow it back.
It said foreskin, and the doctor was retarded. Like
Whose
you.
Forehead? The lawyer?
Me and my daddy.
What? Well, you too.
And then you had to live with this hideous abomination that we become.
Oh, my God. I have my sewing kit right here.
Lawyer, previous former lawyer, Will the lawyer,
Doctor
Will
Son.
Lawyer?
Doctor Son.
Doctor Son, yes. Thank you so much for making this easy, believe, and we're proud of you, and we love you, and we uplift you, and you can accomplish anything. Do you still retain your knowledge of the law?
It's foggy. Foggy at best.
Okay, that's pretty good.
You're a doctor, right? You can start this right now.
How binding is this contract, the wishes of a dead six-year-old?
And how binding is my sewing kit thread? Is it enough to keep them attached to each other?
Well, let me take a look at both of those.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No,
if you could peruse them.
Proper legalese. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I mean, you could try suing her.
We're literally, not literally attached to the hip, but at the forehead. Daddy, you're going to have to put up with me forever.
Evil son.
And you too, mommy. You're going to have to lock us up in the wall to not see us.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and smash foreheads.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to stitch it up right here. Oh,
ow.
Oh, I hate blood. Oh.
Why is the doctor doing this?
I'm better at sewing than he is.
There's a medical doctor.
My sister's doctor. Dead.
He just lost his sister. Let him sew our foreheads together. Catherine.
Let's do it together like that scene in Ghost where Patrick Swayze helps her.
Okay.
I'll stand behind you. Here you
all
go.
Right. Yeah, you stand behind me. So
this
bad.
Hurts worse.
Oh, I feel like this is cathartic. I feel like I'm letting go.
God.
I'm finally coming to emotional terms with the fact that our little Kathy Jr. is gone. Let's all cry. Cry with me. Cry with me. Hey, who wants to go to Disney World now?
Me.
Yeah.
Me.
The end.
The end.
Wow, okay. All right.
Ta-da. Well, perfect script.
That was, you know, I wouldn't. Okay, well. Let's talk about those guys.
Yeah. Dave is hiding his head in shame.
Let's talk about how good it was. Yeah.
So I have...
Dave has his head in his hands like a man who has just shit his pants.
Like a man that shit all over the floor. Go on, Mrs. Lozum. Tell us how great everything
is. A man who shits his pants puts his hands in his pants? I don't understand that. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyways. All right.
You don't know men. You don't know about foreskin talk or anything.
Okay. Well, there was a man.
I have a list of notes. So I'm going to go.
Give him, okay. Yeah. I want to hear positive feedback that'll help us grow as artists.
Make us feel good.
Okay. So I'm going to count down. Because that's how we do it in America.
God, just like American
style. So many countdowns in this episode.
13 questions.
Okay. American style.
Number three. Okay.
Yes.
Right when I was worried that there wasn't enough body horror, y'all got your forehead stitched together. And that's bravo. That's great. That's excellent.
Nice.
So Thank you.
I get to ring the bell, too.
Very redeeming. Yeah, ring it again. One more time for me. Thank you. So, okay, number two, the musical bit. It was jarring, but it touched me. It was warm.
But Mrs. Explosum, on the plus side, it was so off-key that it can't be legally traced to the original copyright holder.
Yeah. They can't get copy
strikes.
Throw it on
YouTube. No money, baby.
Thank God. All right. And number one, I just wrote, I hated it.
Oh, well, no.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, that's constructive, at least.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I gave you guys a whole list, so...
Yeah, I like that you itemized it.
And I do like it was backwards, because I appreciate things that are American style.
I like things arranged in a neat bullet point fashion, so thank you, Jenny.
What?
Should we go over the notes we left for Mrs. Explosum?
Yes,
we have so many notes for you, Mrs. E.
All right, let's start from the bottom.
Start from the top. Note number 900.
999.
Your wife better be careful, I'm warning you.
999. You don't know enough about foreskins.
Okay.
And all the other notes are...
All the other notes are us crying uncontrollably.
Yeah. Oh, this is a list of my good qualities, then.
Yeah. Oh. 998, you banned us from all women.
Oh. Sure did.
That's true. That happened.
Yeah.
You haven't seen or touched any women, right?
I miss my family.
Oh, well, they don't miss you. Yeah. Again, I'll tell you again.
I keep saying that.
let's see. Yeah, so, I mean, if you guys could do better next time.
You keep saying that every week, and we strive. We really strive, and I think we do. But every time we climb up a stair, you put a new one there.
996, overinflated expectations.
I have very high expectations for you boys. For you boys, though, you have to understand.
We give you the Earth, the Moon. You want the fucking solar system.
And then 995 through 2 are please let us go.
I'll think about it.
Okay, and the number one. Drum roll, please. Bing.
Thanks for letting us work for you.
Oh, we love you. Thanks, penis boy.
Yeah.
Guys, come on.
All right.
What a fat foreskin you are, Rob.
I'm going to X on that because I'm beautiful and I'm actually feeling good.
Oh,
bye, Mrs. Explosum. Go away.
Bye.
See you later, Mrs. Explosum.
See you next week.
Bye.
Fire me, bitch.
Can't fire these lips.
Chris, is that your that's your second catchphrase
for the
year?
My next catchphrase of 2019. Fire me, bitch. I'm the regular Urkel for this podcast.
Guys, I forgot to set a timer for that script, so it was either, and you tell me how you feel, because in my heart, I feel like it was either 5 minutes long or 6 hours.
I think it was like 10 minutes.
Okay. No, it was about the correct length.
Do you think?
I think the question is, like, did we get anything actually done? Did we set out the goals that we initially set?
What were our goals?
13 questions about baby penises, I believe, were the goals.
Done.
Oh, you know, we haven't done all those yet.
Yeah, half day.
Oh,
didn't we?
You still got like five to go.
Yeah, number five.
Okay, number five. I already asked the circumcision one. So there's only four left.
Four.
Number five. Does your wife like it?
Oh my God.
Does she approve?
Like, did she look at it and go, hey, he's got an okay dick?
I think she's happy enough that he's got one.
I don't want to make any assumptions, but I'm going to say there's two main dicks in her life.
Number three!
Okay. Number three is between the two in her life, which one do you think she likes better?
One created the other, so.
Well, we have to, hang on.
Oh, sorry.
We have to put just both dicks side by side, and she's going, which dick do I like?
All right, and that leads us to question number two. Have you put your dicks side by side?
See, you're taking us to a weird place again. I'm just saying,
for like scientific purposes. And the last
number
question.
Number one. Does your
drum roll. Wait, the phone's ringing.
Uh-oh, another ring.
This has never happened. Hello?
Boys.
Yes.
Stop talking about baby dicks. I wasn't kidding.
Ah,
joke.
She caught us.
All right.
Save me, Mrs. Explosive.
Goodbye.
Sorry.
Bye. Mwah. Fuck you. Fire Chris.
Jesus,
fire
me. Number one question about baby dicks.
What? Do you kiss it goodnight?
I have a question.
I kiss my own dick goodnight.
Hey, thank you.
That's the only right answer, so we did it. Yay.
Does your baby's dick follow us on Twitter?
I follow his baby's dick on Instagram.
Stop it.
If your baby's dick.
I do. And tell me I don't. If I follow your whole baby on Instagram, then I follow his dick.
Technically, yeah. I suppose so.
So don't say it's gross. It's just true.
If your baby dick wants to follow us on Twitter, it's at twitter.com/heresanideapod.
Thank you, Rob.
So check us out there.
Follow us on Twitter, then delete your foreskin.
Yep. Follow me on Twitter at Rob Demblaker.
Me at Hutchings and Sue.
Fucking fuck Twitter. Fucking the S. Follow me at Arthur Micklefetrick's baby dick.
And Chris.
Follow me on, I don't know, Instagram. Chris.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Chris. Fire me, bitch.
Fire me, bitch.
All right.
I do have a challenge, and this is something we've never, ever gotten.
Kiss your own dick at night.
We have never gotten fan art.
Fan art.
I want fan art
of our dicks.
Of Chris saying, "And I'm Chris. Fire me, bitch." All right. Drawn like that new Sonic.
Oh,
Chris, fire me, bitch.
Who's gonna do it?
Let's awake some fetishes in people.
Please.
Yep.
I'm not saying he's pregnant. I'm not saying he's praying to the cross.
In general, I would love some here's an idea of fan art. That would be great.
Me too.
Let's get us drawn as little yowie boys, as the internet is wanting to do.
Doing smooches.
Yeah.
And the other thing we've never had that really bothers me is no one's taken anything we've ever done and like remixed it into a song.
Hmm.
Come on!
Do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Podophiles.
And also use the Sonic the Hedgehog theme song in that, because it has to be Sonic themed. Whatever you do, don't draw Chris Sonic with a big throbbing blue dick.
Draw him with a little baby dick.
Little one.
A little Arthur Michael-Patrick-sized baby dick.
Can we shut this whole thing? Let's burn it all down.
If you do something fun for us to enjoy, send it to podcast@explosum.net via email.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all.
I really don't want some of those things. I want some of those things.
Yeah, send us all your Sonic fan art and we'll
please
come at you next week.
Oh, Rob. That was great, man.
How do we end this?
Rob, you did good. You did real bad by doing good. I think you're the real Rob clone. I'm sorry I shot you.
I revealed myself.
You hoisted the flag. Let's set this ship a sail and get the fuck out of here.
Set it on fire. Right. Viking funeral, guys.
Bye.
Mwah.
Here's an idea as an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. EXPLOSM.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.